Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. It's a Wednesday, June 14th, 2023, and looking forward to returning to, you know, it's funny how a couple of days of rain and cloudiness makes it feel like it's been cloudy for a month.
Yeah.
We had a month of sunny weather and a couple of days of cloudy weather, yeah. And now I'm dying for that sunshine again.
I just want it to be a little bit warmer.
Warmer.
It's been chilly.
It has indeed.
A little bit.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be summer, and we got our rain.
That's right. My lawn
We're
thinks
good there.
You. Yeah, that's right.
Ready for some sun and
days
warmer weather. Yeah, days are longer up until, what is it, the 20th or 21st?
21st.
21st,
then
right?
It starts going backwards.
Yeah, can you believe it? Every day from, what is it, June 21st on actually gets shorter by about 4 minutes. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night, days getting shorter.
And I was just happy about summer. Now you have to be the bearer of bad news.
I'm so sorry, but that is the reality. Now, just remember, the winter solstice that happens in December on the 21st, we celebrate that day because that's the day that it starts getting lighter.
That's right.
By 4 minutes every day. So it's a little bit tricky. You would think that, you know, with the decrease in light starting after June 21, that that ties to our weather in terms of temperature and all the rest. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. So we will be getting less hours of daylight, however, starting June 21st. So soak up every ray of sunshine you possibly can. Get that vitamin D.
We need it.
Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And then turning from the weather to news that matters here in and around our community. Did you guys hear the story about the Detroit City Council now voting to require that businesses must accept cash? I have to tell you first, just on the surface of it, isn't that what businesses are supposed to do?
Right.
Right? But what they're referring to here, and in a way, it makes you smile and chuckle even a bit when you read a title that says, City Council going to force businesses to accept cash. What they're really referring to is that as we become more and more of a cashless society, you know, first credit cards, now digital wallets and PayPal and other things, who needs to handle cash? Well.
But isn't it less expensive for especially a small business to have cash, because every time somebody swipes their credit card, it charges the business.
You're absolutely right about that, about 3% roughly, and that's a good point. The thing about cash, though, is it requires you to handle it and manage it differently. Of course, it can be stolen more readily.
You can hide it easier from
Uncle Sam. Mark, look at
Uncle
the way
Sam.
Some people's minds, look where some people's minds go. You know, here I am worried about the small business and taking care of their cash. She's worried about where do we hide it?
Yeah. I'm thinking about like the kids that like go to the store and they get a snack or they get a little treat and they always have a little cash.
They do?
Yeah.
I thought they have Apple Pay.
Let me just
my kids have both.
They
yeah.
do. Kids
yeah.
now today
yeah,
use Apple
do.
Pay. But I'm going to tell you, They got to be able to accept cash from now on.
I like it.
Yeah. And I think that's good because a lot of people don't have all
exactly.
access to the, everything else.
That is so exactly
let's
right.
Let's make it fair for everybody.
You got it. Absolutely. I agree. All right. And how about the announcement coming out of the Detroit Zoo? Could there possibly be anything more adorable than this tiny giraffe? You know, what is it about animals that are big and they give birth to a little, tiny little version of themselves? And it's so cute.
So
right.
cute.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Detroit Zoo is going to be popular because they've got a baby giraffe now that's just been born. And congratulations to all involved, in particular, Papa Giraffe, who's now got an heir.
That's right.
Right at the Detroit Zoo. Cuteness all around. We love that. And maybe most importantly, we're happy to welcome this news. Inflation cooling now sharply in May, so the reports say, lowest in 2 years. Inflation now at about a 4% level in May. Again, lowest in 2 years. How about that? That's good news. Heading in the right direction. All of the Fed actions appear to be working. Now you can just cool your jets, guys, a little bit. No more rate increases. We don't want to pay more for interest to our loans and our mortgages, et cetera, our credit card debt that we're not paying off every month.
So does this mean we might bypass a recession?
Well, you know, it's yet to be seen, but it just might mean that things are beginning to stabilize and turn around. And with the Fed backing off a bit, you know, interest rates coming down, people having access to capital again, maybe just maybe, and there's delicate balance here. You don't want to have access to capital to the point where inflation starts to go back up. got to walk that fine line and create that balance. But as long as they do that, maybe we're going to find some safety here from a recession and from rising costs. Let's see where it goes. But good news as I see it. All right. Running to a quick break, but you can count on us being back with more of the Pre-W. Smith Show right after this break.